At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Let's do some singing. Hello, word nerds. Hello, word nerds. What's going on with you? You are enjoying the podcast called The Dictionary. Wow, this is the worst singing ever. Just this morning, I sent out a social media request. I should probably do some more of that on other platformy things. I sent out a request for people to send me a video of them saying a certain swear word, which is coming up in just 3 episodes. On the next page, we have the word fuck. Arguably, maybe the most important word in the English language, and I should do something. I gotta do something for it. And if that's just showing, playing a bunch of audio and video clips of people saying the word, then that is what it shall be. But it's gotta be epic in whatever form I can. I would love to have a guest. All right, let's talk about the words. The first word in this episode is fructuous. You can say fructuous. I don't know. It is spelled fructuous. Adjective from the 14th century. The synonym is the word fruitful, which will be later this episode. Fruitful, as in we have an example, a fructuous land. That land is producing stuff. It's producing fruit, maybe, or maybe it's producing vegetables, or maybe it's producing zombies. I don't know why. All right, I gotta make a sound effect. Is there a fruit sound? What's the sound of a fruit? Well, a lot of fruit is kind of squishy, so let's just go. The next word is frugal. Adjective from 1590. It means characterized by or reflecting economy in the use of resources. You are reflecting economy. You are being economic with your resources. That's a way to reword it that helps me understand it a little bit better. Characterized by that. Basically, you're like, I got these resources. These are my resources. I don't want to use them so much. I'm just going to use a little bit here and there, but I'm not going to send them out. I'm not going to use them. I'm not going to give them away just randomly. Just here we go, willy-nilly. No, I'm not going to be all willy-nilly with my resources. This is not a willy-nilly scenario. I want to hold on to these resources and be very smart with how I use them. Typically, we think of this with money. Of course, with money. When I was a kid, and even sometimes to this day, as I am a middle-aged person, I always like to say that I am frugal. I'm not cheap. I'm frugal. Did I even fully understand the difference? Do I currently understand the difference? You know, cheap is just like, I'm not spending my money. Frugal is like, I'm just being wise. I'm much more wise than a cheap person, right? Sure, that makes me feel better about myself. I just didn't want to spend my money. wanted to hold on to it, wanted to save it, wanted to not hoard it, just be like, no, I'm picky. I'm picky about what I spend my money on. I have loosened up a bit. Yes, I have. I am less frugal than I used to be. Also, it's just a fun word to say. Frugal. Can we say it backwards? Haven't done that in a while. Frugal. Lugurf. Fruurf. Lugurf. Frugal. I think that's close enough. Frugal. The synonym is the word sparing. Frugality is a noun. Ooh, can we go to a gala where you use your frugality? Is there something funny there about frugality at a gala? Well, a lot of galas have auctions or silent auctions, so you can't really be very frugal in that situation. You got to spend your money to raise money for people who need it, because if you got it, you should spend it. You should give it to people who need it. Frugally, that is an adverb. Spencer lived his life frugally. Frugally. That's why I wear clothes for a very long time. I should probably buy some new clothes. All right. The etymology of this word is from the Latin frugalis, which means virtuous or frugal. Also from the frug prefix. Prefix? Or the word frux or frux. Would they say frux or frux? I think frux. That means fruit or value. Ooh, interesting. Okay. Also akin to the Latin frui, which means to enjoy. So is the connection we're supposed to make there something about enjoying fruit? Fruit has value because it has grown, and you want to hold on to that value? Or is it you are enjoying the thing that you are holding on to? I think I'm reaching a little too much. I think I'm thinking about this too hard. But it does come from fruit. The fruits of your labors. I worked so hard for that thing, so I want to hold on to it for a little bit longer. Don't take it away from me. All right, anything else about frugal? I think that's it, and my sound shall be... Next, we have frugivorous. Frugivorous? Do you also love this word immediately, just like me? Frugivorous. Frugivorous. Adjective from 1713. It means feeding on fruit. If something is feeding on fruit. Well, hey, I got a banana just like normal. I almost always have a banana on my work days. And so I shall be frugivorous when I'm eating this banana. We're just going to put that right there. I think we did that once before. I think that is highly appropriate. Frugivorous. You are frugivorous. Most people are frugivorous. When I tell people I'm vegan, and sometimes they're like, "What do you eat?" And I'm like, "Have you ever eaten a banana or an apple? That's vegan." All right, frugivorous. Frugivore. Frugivore, that is a noun. So, I mean, would that be just one who eats fruits only? Maybe. All right. Well, we learned that this is from the frug or frux Latin word, which means fruit. So that's where that comes from. All right, moving on to, it's the word fruit, F-R-U-I-T, first form noun from the 12th century. Number 1A, we got a lot of definitions. Number 1A, a product of plant growth. Examples of the plant growth, or the products, I guess, would be grain, vegetables, or cotton. Not a single one of those was an actual fruit. But the thing that comes from the plants, cotton, vegetables, grain, they're the fruits of your labor. We have a very specific example, the fruits of the field. The fruits of the field. It could be the cotton field, it could be the grain field, it could be the veggie field. The veggie field could be the soy, the corn, the cucumbers, the butternut squash, the other things. I mean, watermelon. That's a fruit, a specific fruit. Now we have 1B1. This is the usually edible reproductive body of a seed plant. But especially one having a sweet pulp associated with the seed. The sweet pulp is associated with the seed because the seed is maybe in it or surrounded by it. Let's see. Did we have an example for this one? Yes, the fruit of the tree. I'm like, maybe I'll save that. Okay, so yes, this is what we think of when we think of a fruit. There's all those fruits out there. What fruits? Are there any fruits that I don't like? I was just talking to some people yesterday, and I said, I don't like grapefruit juice. The juice of the grapefruit is not something that sits well with me. I haven't had it for a very long time, so maybe I should try it again, see if I've changed my mind. I probably haven't. A grapefruit, I don't mind. You know, it's definitely got a specific strong flavor, but I haven't had a grapefruit in a long time either. Are there any fruits? I mean, there's some of that fruits out there, those rare ones that they say don't taste very good. I don't think I've had those. Anything else? Any interesting fruit things to say about? I don't know. I mean, bananas are just easy. I have those here. They're easy to eat. They're good for you. I think I need to, you know, you got to eat the rainbow. I need to mix it up. You gotta have a range, a variety of types of fruits and colors, because it's healthier that way. You know, I got to mix it up. We just had some strawberries recently. Good stuff. All right, now we got to move on to 1B2. A succulent plant part used chiefly in a dessert or a sweet course. And examples of, or one example, I guess, of the succulent plant part would be the petioles of a rhubarb plant. What are the petioles of the rhubarb plant? Now, interesting. So wait a minute. I mean, rhubarb, I know, is this sort of like stalky thing. And there's like rhubarb pie. But what are they? I'm just looking up. Rhubarb, petioles of rhubarb, because what is that? Is the rhubarb a fruit? No, I don't think it is. In rhubarb, the edible stalks are technically petioles, which are the leaf stalks that connect the leaf blades to the plant's stems. I guess I never thought about the rhubarb isn't a fruit, but we make a pie out of it. These petioles are the part of the plant that is harvested and consumed, while the large triangular leaves contain high levels of oaxalic acid and are not edible. Okay, so rhubarb, you know, you might think of it as a fruit because it is a sweet kind of thing, but it's not a fruit, I guess. Because it doesn't have seeds. Right, fruits have seeds. The funny ones are the cucumbers and the tomatoes. Avocado. All right, the succulent plant part. Now we got number 1C, a dish quantity or diet of fruits, as in the example, live on fruit. This one is a funky one to me. A dish, a quantity, or a diet? I need more examples. 1D, a product of fertilization in a plant with its modified envelopes or appendages. Specifically, the ripened ovary of a seed plant, and its contents. The ripened ovary of a seed plant and its contents. Well, would that be the fruit that we think of, a plum? That's the ripened, where did it go? The ripened ovary, that's the thing that's got the seed in it. It's ripened, it's ready to eat. It's fully grown. I think that's really what ripened means. And it's the ripened ovary of a seed plant and its contents. The contents inside of it, inside of the ovary, that luscious purpley plum meat. So that is the fruit. It is the product of fertilization in a plant with its modified envelopes or appendages. All the thing that contain the things and the things come off of it. That's the fruit. All right, now we have one E. The flavor or aroma of fresh fruit in mature wine. Ooh, that wine is so mature. It's not immature like I am. All right, so the flavor or aroma of fresh fruit. So when you are drinking a wine, smelling a wine, hanging out with wine, doing your taxes with wine, when you're like, what's that smell? Smells like fruit. That's the fruit in the wine. Now, the wine is made of fruit, typically grapes, but some wines are made from other fruits. And so, you know, if you're drinking a banana wine...
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're going to be like, I sense the aroma of banana. Banana? Banana. All right, moving on to number two. The synonyms are offspring and progeny. The thing that has come after you, the thing that you have taught, that you have raised, that you have possibly created, your offspring. My cat, Audrey, is my fruit. She's my progeny. She's my assistant. I have taught her everything she needs to know about podcasting and video creation. Anything else about this one? Offspring, your fruits. If you have a kid, they're your fruits, I guess. Because, I mean, it's the idea. We say that because it's the idea of the fruits are the things that are grown, that come from another thing, from seeds, ovaries. Right? We're getting kind of literal that way. 3A, the state of bearing fruit, as in a tree in fruit. Now, I don't talk about trees this way, so I don't say a tree in fruit. Well, that means the tree is fruiting. It's growing its seeds and ovaries and fleshy bits that I shall eat later. 3B, the effect or consequence of an action or operation, as in, the synonyms are product and result, as in, here we go, it's my phrase that I said before, the fruits of our labor. What did we work so hard, we work so hard to create this thing, and so it is the product, the result, the stuff that we did, those are the fruits, because we're like a tree, getting those roots down in the ground, working so hard for years, growing appendages and leaves, and then sometimes a fruit. We put all of our energy into the fruit. I heard that when we were doing a wine tasting once, the guy was telling us how the goal with making good, for growing good wine grapes is to keep them on the brink of death, basically. And so when they're on the brink of death, when anything that creates a fruiting body, when it's on the brink of death, it's going to put all of its energy into making good fruit. Just the fruit in general. It's like, oh, the rest of me can die, but I will live on if I make fruit, if I make the seeds, the things that can be planted and grown. I will make another generation because that's what life does. And so when you keep the grapes, the vines at the vineyards on the brink of death, they will give you, just the most luscious grapes. And then you shall make a very good wine from it. Okay, now we have one more definition. Number four, it is usually disparaging. And it is a male homosexual. For some reason, this word got associated with male homosexuals. A fruit. I don't know why or where. I mean, yes, of course, this is sometimes we think of, people say, they're such a fruit. But where does that come from? Why did we use the word fruit there? It's very odd. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little research because I'm curious, like, where did that come from? What is the etymology of calling a male homosexual a fruit? Fruited, that is an adjective. The tree that was in fruit, it fruited. Okay, well, we know some of the etymology already. Let's see, but there's a little bit more. Latin fructus, which means fruit, or use, U-S-E. U-S-E, U-S-E. Also from frui, which means to enjoy or have the use of. So if you have the use of a thing, you can enjoy it, the fruits of your labor, the things you have the use of, the grapes that came off of the vines, anything else. There's also more at the word brook, B-R-O-O-K. Don't know why. Brook. Now we have the second form of fruit. This one is a verb from the 14th century. First is intransitive, which is to bear fruit. And transitive is to cause, to bear fruit. Really clear and simple. Not much else about that. So what? I'm fruiting. Hello, I'm a vine and I am fruiting my grapes. Come take my grapes and make some wine from my fruits. So to cause to bear fruit. How do you cause a thing to bear fruit? Well, there's lots of different types of fruits, clearly. So, you know, pick your poison. Fruitage is next, noun from the 15th century. Number 1A, the synonym is fruit. 1B, the condition or process of bearing fruit. That tree has fruitage because it can bear fruit. Number 2, the product or result of an action. You do a thing, what you got the fruit. You got the fruitage. It's the fruits of all of that hard labor that you did. Next is fruitarian. Fruitarian, noun from 1893, way back then. This is a person who lives on fruit. And I just gotta say, I think this is probably not very healthy. Yes, it is good for you to eat fruit, maybe a little bit of fruit every day. But to just live on fruit, you're not getting all the stuff you need. You're just not. You're not getting as much of like the fiber that maybe you'll get from vegetables. You're not getting those grains that you need. You're not getting the protein. How much protein is in fruit? Maybe tiny little bits, but not enough. Not enough. You need some of that protein. So you know what? I think maybe don't be a fruitarian. I don't think that's a great idea. If you're a human, if you're not a human, you know, if you are some other type of creature, then your body is probably designed to be a fruitarian. But I don't believe that that is what you are. Are there any little monkeys out there who are fruitarian? Then, oh yes, fine, you can be a fruitarian. But you humans should probably not be a fruitarian. Now, what about this one? Is this a fruitarian? Probably, maybe, it is a fruit bat. Fruit bat, noun from 1877. This is any of a family of often large tropical and subtropical old world bats that feed on ripe fruit, pollen, and nectar, and that usually use visual navigation rather than echolocation. What? It's called also flying fox. I don't think I knew that they mostly use visual navigation. They're flying with their eyes, rather than echolocation, where they send out the clicks with their mouth, and then they hear the bounces come back on their big ol' ears. But there's a picture of a fruit bat. It's a drawing. And, you know, their face, their head is different than a lot of other bats who do use echolocation. So, this bat, I mean, their face, their head looks like, essentially, it looks like a little dog or fox, I guess, which is why they call him a flying fox. They've got decent-sized ears, but not those huge ears on some bats. I was about to say foxes. Foxes, too. You know, and they got, a snout, and they got some big old eyes, so they can, fly around and look at stuff. They're like, ooh, look at that little berry. I would like to eat that berry. Ooh, ooh, and there's some nectar over there. I want some nectar. Pollen? Yes, give me the pollen. Give me all of that pollen, because I'm a fruit bat, and I also eat pollen. Okay, the family name is Pteropodidae? Pteropodidae. Pteropodidae, that's what I'm going to say. And that is of the suborder Megachiroptera. And the P-T-E-R-A or O means wing in both of those words. So Megachiroptera, that's like a big thing, bigger than other things, that's got wings. And the chiro part in there, C-H-I-R-O, I don't remember what that means. Sorry. But do I need to explain this fruit bat picture anymore? Well, the caption is fruit bat with fruit, because it's got a piece of fruit in its mouth. It looks like a ball. It is hanging upside down. It's grabbing onto a tree branch with its feet. It's got them wings, which is really just its hands. And it's sort of tilting its head up, so it's looking out into the world to see what's going on out there. Fruit bat, I want to cuddle. I want a fruit bat. I wish I had a fruit bat just hanging out on me right now. Whew, anything else? Nope, I don't think so. They are cute. That's it. Next is fruitcake. One word, noun from 1848. Number one, a rich cake containing nuts, dried or candied fruits, and spices. I don't think I have ever eaten a fruitcake. This is like the typical terrible holiday gift that, like, are they just bad? Why do people not like fruitcakes? Are they dense? Are they unflavorful? I don't know. I mean, you put all those things in there, it seems like it's tasty. Nuts? Dried or candied fruits? Spices? I like spices. What kind of spices? Something holiday-y. Holiday-y? Sweet? Sure. Never had a fruitcake. All right. Now, number two. This synonym is the 6A definition for the word nut. N-U-T. And I feel like I need to look this up. What is the 6A, right? Yes. 6A definition for nut. Are we talking about a specific kind of nut? Are we talking about, I mean, to be derogatory? Are we talking about a nutcase? A crazy person? All right. Where's 6A? Here we go. Oh, yes. It says a foolish, eccentric, or crazy person. Ah, you're being such a fruitcake. You silly Billy. Don't be willy-nilly. Maybe you're being fruitcake. It doesn't say it in here, but I think we can probably bring in another disparaging definition of maybe not literally a male homosexual, but I think fruitcake is often also used for that in a disparaging way. So, you know, didn't need to add another mean definition, but if you put it in fruit, fruitcake seems like another one that people use it in as well. All right. Well, that's fruitcake. And now we've got... It's like I'm squishing a plum in my hand. Next, we have fruiterer. Fruiterer. This is a noun from the 15th century. It's chiefly British, and it is a person who deals in fruit. I think you could also be a fruit monger. I was just listening to the two-part episodes on ologies about cheese And so they say monger a lot because there's the job cheesemonger, which is basically just the person who deals in cheese. They sell cheese. They cut cheese. Oh, they're cutting cheese all the time. And they know all about the cheese. They're like, yes, I think you're going to want this cheese for your charcuterie platter or to pair with your wine or your dinner. So yes, the monger. The monger is just the person who deals in that thing. So the fruiterer is the British form of a person who deals in fruit. Fruit fly is next, noun from circa 1753. Any of various small dipteran flies whose larvae feed on fruit or decaying vegetable matter, which is not fruits, but we still call them fruit flies. Example of them, I guess, what would this be? What word would this be? Well, the word is Drosophila, but it doesn't say, is that like, it's not the species name, is it not? I don't know what it is, but it's one of the kinds of these small flies that are dipteran, because I think they've got maybe two sets of wings? Sure. Fruit flies. Fruit flies are the ones, are these the ones that kids in high school science classes are doing the experiments with? They're like, how many generations? They don't have a long life. They make babies quick so they can study things with these fruit flies. I think those are the ones. I just remember kids in my high school walking around with these little tubes of fruit flies. And I was like, oh, don't open that tube. We're going to get a lot of fruit flies out there. But also, you know, if you leave your fruit out somehow, you will attract some fruit flies. Sometimes when we got a bowl of fruit in our kitchen, especially with the bananas, we're like, where did these fruit flies come from? Stop eating my fruit. Stop laying your eggs on my fruit. I don't want to eat your eggs. Please and thank you. Go take your eggs somewhere else. Fruitful. This is an adjective from the 14th century. Number 1A, yielding or producing fruit. Does it yield fruit, fruit, create fruit, make fruit, produce fruit? It's fruitful. This podcast is oh so very fruitful. The most fruitful podcast in the world, that's for sure. 1B, conducive to an abundant yield. Conducive to an abundant yield. Not sure how to use that in a sentence, but yeah, if it's making a lot of thing, whatever that thing is, it's fruitful. Number 2, abundantly productive, as in a fruitful discussion. Oh, we got so far in our discussion. We were talking about dogs and cheese and how, oh, sorry, I got the burpees, how dogs like cheese, but they probably shouldn't be eating cheese. And somebody was like, but I think they should eat cheese. And then in the fruitful discussion, we convinced them that maybe the dog should not be eating so much cheese. Maybe just a little bit as a treat, but that's about it. So we had a fruitful discussion. We changed somebody's mind. Oh, I would love to change people's minds on some political things. Yeah, let's have that fruitful discussion. Abundantly productive again, yes. Oh, I think I am quite a fruitful person because I'm always eating fruitcakes. I'm always doing stuff. I can't help but be productive in some way. Are they the most important things to be productive about? Probably not necessarily, but I always gotta be doing something. Okay, the synonym for this word is fertile or fertile. Fruitfully is an adverb, and fruitfulness is a noun. Next one, fruiting body, two words, noun from 1918. This is a plant organ, specialized, a plant organ specialized for producing spores, but especially the synonym sporophore. So this is the thing on the plant that is making basically the seeds, basically the things that will grow to be other things or have to be combined to make other things. I don't know the details, but it's all about making more stuff of your same thing, the fruiting body, the body of the plant to make the fruits. All right, let's do one more word for this episode. Fruition. Fruition. So it's got fruit at the beginning, but that is not at all how you pronounce this word. F-R-U-I-T-I-O-N. Fruition. Is that like intuition? My fruition is telling me that this podcast episode will be ending soon. So, fruition is a noun from the 15th century. Number one, pleasurable use or possession. The synonym is enjoyment. So if you have pleasurable use, you have something, you are enjoying something, then you have fruition. Number 2A, the state of bearing fruit. Number 2B, the synonym is realization. Like, oh, I had an idea and I have realized it into the real world. So I have it. So I made it. I did some fruition. I worked real hard, and these are the fruits of my labor. The fruition are the fruits of my labor, I guess. Sure. Now, I mean, I guess I've heard this word. It's such an odd sort of specific rare word that I'm trying to think of a specific example where I would have heard it. Fruition. Is it something that I know? Like when am I using this word? Fruition. I don't think I'm using this word. All right. No more etymology because it's all really part of the same thing. We are going to have a few more fruity words in the next episode. Then, like I said, we're going to be transitioning. Our letters are going to be transitioning. And then we're going to get into an interesting section. A little bit more. The FU section. All right, here we go. Here we go! Let's start this episode. No, wait, that's the wrong part. We need to pick a word of the episode. Me and all of my personalities. Today we had fructuous, frugal, frugivorous, fruit, fruitage, fruitarian, fruit bat, fruit cake, fruiterer, fruit fly, fruitful, fruiting body, and fruition. Well, I think I need to pick frugivorous as the word of the episode. And I will be actively frugivorous as I eat this banana because it's feeding on fruit. I'm feeding on fruit. It's a banana. This is really gross. Because I'm frugivorous. Feeding on fruit makes you frugivorous. Frugivorous. All right, I'm going to put that down and save it for later. Later, after I tell you about a movie. Let's see. Let's look at this list of movies. The next movie we watched was the movie Drop. Let's see what to say. I don't know. It's a mystery kind of movie. It's pretty well done. I'm trying to think of anything specific that I would like to tell about. Don't want to give out any spoilers, of course. Yeah, it's a intriguing, well done movie that is worth a watch. Drop. The drop is all the drops that are being sent to the phone. They're not airdrops. They're a different kind of, I think it's a fake technology, but yeah. This woman's getting a lot of drops on her phone, and it's like, ooh, wait, what? This is very scary and dangerous. All right. Watch Drop. Until next time, I had such a wonderful time talking to you about fruit, and we'll talk more about fruit in the next episode. So until next time, that time, this has been Spencer dispensing information and being frugivorous, but not being a fruitarian. No, no, no. Goodbye. yum, yum, yum.